Sedaj bom še nekaj stvari omenil.
I just telling you about the power of the Holy Spirit.
Povedal sem vam o moči Svetega Duha.
So all power and might of a Christian should be from the Holy Spirit.
Vsa moč, ki jo kristjan ima, je pravzaprav moč, ki izvira iz Svetega Duha.
You know, Holy Spirit is a person, third person of the Trinity.
Vemo, da je Sveti Duh oseba, to je tretja oseba Svete Trojice.
And when the Holy Spirit comes to our life, he comes as a person.
In ko Sveti Duh pride v naše življenje, tudi vstopi kot oseba.
And then he takes us to Jesus and to the Father.
In on nas odvede in odpelje k Očetu in k Jezusu.
And as a person, he comes with us.
In kot oseba hodi z nami,
and he will speak to us and guide our life.
In on nam govori in vodi naše življenje.
And always the work of the Holy Spirit is to take us to Father and to Jesus.
In poglejte, vedno je vloga Svetega Duha v tem, da nas vodi k Jezusu in k nebeškemu Očetu.
John chapter 14 verse 20.
Janez 14. poglavje 20. vrstica.
When he comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will know that I am in you, you are in me.
Ko pa pride on, Sveti Duh, takrat boste vedeli, da sem jaz v vas in vi v meni.
So Holy Spirit makes us the awareness of the presence of Father and the Son.
Sveti Duh je tisti, ki v nas uspodbudi zavedanje o prisotnosti Očeta in Sina.
So when we look at ourselves, you know, we are great people, eh? We are carrying the Trinity within us.
In poglejte, poglejmo sami sebe. A nismo veličastni, veliki, dostojanstveni ljudje, kajti v sebi nosimo Sveto Trojico.
And secondly, Holy Spirit is a power.
In drugič, Sveti Duh je moč.
In all our weaknesses, Holy Spirit comes to strengthen us.
V vseh naših slabostih je Sveti Duh tisti, ki pride in nas krepča.
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
Rimljanom 8. poglavje 26. vrstica.
Romans 8:26.
Rimljanom 8:26.
We have various kinds of weaknesses.
Imamo, se pravi, takole pravi Rimljanom 8:26. Prav tako tudi Duh prihaja na pomoč naši slabotnosti, saj niti ne vemo, kako je treba zakaj moliti.
Aleluja.
Aleluja.
So we have a weakness to pray.
Torej, imamo slabotnost in ne znamo moliti.
We don't know what to pray, how to pray.
Niti ne vemo kako, niti zakaj.
And those moments, Holy Spirit comes to help us to pray.
In v tistem trenutku je Sveti Duh tam, zato da nas ozavesti, da nam pove, kaj moliti.
And there are moments we have to make decisions. Huh?
In so trenutki v življenju, ko se moramo zakaj odločati.
And we don't know how to make a decision.
In ne vemo zakaj in kako naj se odločimo.
Holy Spirit comes to help us to make decisions.
Sveti Duh je tisti, ki pride in nam pomaga pri odločitvi.
And sometimes there are problems we have to face.
Včasih seveda se srečamo s problemi, s preizkušnjami.
And Holy Spirit comes to give the power, strength to face the problem.
In Sveti Duh je zopet tisti, ki pride in nam da moč, da se zoperstavimo skušnjavam in da v preizkušnjah obstanemo.
So now I'm just coming from the room.
Pravkar sem prišel iz sobe.
One person came to me and said, Father, I'm addicted to smoke.
In prišla je neka oseba k meni in rekla, veste kaj, oče, pogledajte, jaz sem zasvojena s kajenjem.
And she gave a packet to me.
In dala mi je škatlico cigaret.
Father, can you help me?
A mi lahko pomagate, rekla.
I said, I cannot help.
Je rekel sem, ne, ne moremo pomagati. Ampak Sveti Duh vam lahko
and
pomaga.
His name is Paraclete, helper.
In njegovo ime je Parakletos, to pomeni pomočnik. Rekel sem, odvrzite paket cigaret, škatlico cigaret in vžigalnik proč.
Then make a good confession.
In potem pojdite k dobri spovedi.
And you will get power.
In takrat boste sprejeli.
Then the Holy Spirit will fill you.
In takrat vas bo napolnil Sveti Duh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she said she is ready to do that.
In ta oseba, ta žena je rekla, da je to pripravljena storiti.
Yeah, we have weaknesses, for example, weaknesses of smoking cigarettes.
Seveda, imamo slabosti in te slabosti so, na primer, kajenje.
Or a weakness of alcoholism.
Ali pa alkoholizem.
Or maybe weakness of some immoral behaviors.
Oziroma smo podvrženi kakšnim nemoralnim dejanjem.
If you are ready to renounce them,
če smo se jim pripravljeni odpovedati.
And if you ourselves in the hand of God.
In če smo se pripravljeni izročiti v Božje roke.
Holy Spirit will come to strengthen.
Potem bo Sveti Duh prišel, ki nam bo dal moč.
The first thing is, we have to renounce something sincerely.
Ampak prva stvar pa je, da se moramo mi sami osebno odpovedati tem stvarem.
So throwing away the packet of cigarette, throwing away the lighter or whiskey bottles. It's a sign of that surrender.
Torej, da odložimo, odvržemo škatlico cigaret, odvržemo žigalnik, da odvržemo flaš našo steklenico z alkoholom, to je znamenje, da smo se pripravljeni odpovedati.
We have to tell ourselves, I don't want it, I don't want it.
Vedno moramo sebi ponavljati, tega ne želim, odpovedujem se.
Then say, Lord, Holy Spirit, come to me.
In potem rečemo, Gospod, Sveti Duh, pridi in mi daj moč.
I told you, Holy Spirit is really a power.
Rekel sem vam, Sveti Duh je moč.
I told you, it is a 32 years, I left the cigarette.
Rekel sem vam, pred 32 leti sem se samo odpovedal kajenju.
I thought I would not be able to.
Takrat, ko sem kadil, nisem mislil, da bom sploh kdaj lahko nehal kaditi.
I was so much addicted to that, even midnight I used to get up and smoke.
Tako sem bil zasvojen cigareti, da sem ponoči vstal in prižgal cigareto in kadil.
And I thought because of the cigarette I was sleeping well.
In potem sem si pač mislil, ja, če pokadim cigareto, bom dobro spal.
It was on the contrary.
Napačno.
And I was getting sick actually with that.
Pravzaprav sem zaradi tega zbolel.
I remember once when I was giving communion.
Spominjam se, ko sem nekoč obhajal.
One man came and went away without receiving communion.
Je prišel k meni po obhajilo nek človek, ki ga ni hotel sprejeti in je ošel.
After mass, he came and told me.
Po maši je prišel k meni in mi rekel.
You know, Father, why I did not receive communion from your hand? Your hand was stinging.
Veste, zakaj nisem oče hotel sprejeti obhajila iz vaših rok, kajti roke so smrdele po cigareti.
I felt sad.
Tako sem bil žalosten.
Then you know what I told him?
Veste, kaj sem mu rekel?
That's my business, don't worry.
Rekel sem, čak malo, to je pa moja stvar, daj te ne skrbi.
That means I did not open my heart to God.
To pomeni, nisem bil pripravljen odpreti svojega srca Bogu.
I was stubborn.
Bil sem trmogal.
My superiors told, Father, it's not good to smoke.
Moji predpostavljeni so rekli, da ni dobro, da kadim, so mi odsvetovali.
The one whom I loved most in this world was my mother.
In tisti, ki sem ga najbolj ljubil v svojem življenju, to je bila moja mama.
She told me several times that James don't smoke.
In mama me je večkrat prosila, naj neham kaditi.
But I could not.
Ampak nisem mogel nehati.
When the Holy Spirit came.
Ko pa je prišel Sveti Duh.
I opened my heart.
In ko sem odprl svoje srce.
And I gave myself to the Lord.
In sem dal sebe Gospodu.
And completely I was freed.
Takrat sem bil šele osvobojen.
And I got the power not to smoke.
In takrat sem dobil moč, da sem prenehal kaditi.
Not only that, now I feel what you call bad when I... Somebody is smoking.
Torej, zdaj pa tako, slabo se počutim v družbi nekoga, ki kadi.
Aleluja.
Ja, aleluja.
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
To je moč Svetega Duha.
So if only we open our heart to the Spirit.
Če se le odpremo Božjemu Duhu,
he can come and help us.
Takrat lahko pride in nam pomaga.
It is not advice of others.
Torej, ni na svet drugih.
Not the force of others.
Niti ni prisila drugega.
Not by army, not by force, but by the Holy Spirit.
Torej, ne z vojsko, ne z močjo, ampak z mojim duhom, govori Gospod nad vojskami.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, in every case our victory is by the Holy Spirit.
V vsaki težavi, v vsakem problemu je naša zmaga v Svetem Duhu.
Victory over ourselves, our flesh.
Torej, ni zmaga v meni, ni zmaga v moji sebičnosti ali moji moči.
We are living a life of battle.
Torej, živimo vedno v neki bitki.
We are in a battlefield.
Vedno smo na bojnem polju.
We have three big enemies.
Imamo tri velike sovražnike.
Satan, the world and the flesh.
Hudič, svet in meso.
And we have to fight.
In moramo se boriti.
And always this power comes from the Holy Spirit.
In vedno moč za boj pride od Svetega Duha.
And that's the meaning of saying, not by army, not by force, but by the Holy Spirit.
In v tem je pomen besed, ki jih imamo za moto našega seminarja. Ne z duhom, ne z močjo, ne s silo, ampak z mojim duhom, govori Gospod.
So it's not enough to say, I received the baptism long ago and I'm a Catholic.
Torej, ni dovolj, če rečemo, ja, bil sem kršen in sem katoličan.
Every day we should be led by this Holy Spirit.
Vsak dan moramo poskrbeti za to, da smo vodeni s Svetim Duhom.
And then only we are actually experiencing our Christian life.
In takrat šele dejansko začenjamo izkušati naše krščansko življenje.
So, this kind of seminars or retreats are meant for that. Renewing the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
In veste, takle seminar, kot je tukaj, a ne, je prav namenjen temu, da obnovimo moč Svetega Duha v sebi.
So we will be equipped, we will be filled with the power to fight this battle.
Zato, da se opremimo, da se na nek način napolnimo z močjo, ki jo potrebujemo v življenjskih bitkah.
And every day we have to fill our heart with the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
In vsak dan si moramo prizadevati, da napolnimo svoje srce z sadovi Svetega Duha.
We read in Luke chapter 11, 24-26.
V Lukovem evangeliju 11. poglavje 24-26. Vrstica beremo.
Na Luke chapter 11, 24-26.
Luka 11, 24-26.
When an unclean spirit goes out of a person, it roams through a region, searching for rest. But finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from where I came. And upon returning, it finds it clean, swept, and put it in order. Then it goes and brings by seven other spirits more wicked than himself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that person is worse than the first.
Kadar nečisti duh odide iz človeka, hodi po suhih krajih in išče pokoja in ga ne najde. Tedaj pravi, vrnil se bom v svojo hišo, iz katere sem odšel. Ko pride, jo najde pometeno in urejeno. Tedaj gre in si privzame sedem drugih duhov, hujših od sebe, in gredo vanjo, ter tam prebivajo. Nazadnje je s takim človekom huje, kot je bilo na začetku.
Haleluja.
Haleluja.
I'm sure many of you have heard this from the Bible.
Prepričan sem, da ste mnogi že slišali te besede.
Now, I pisma, want to explain a little about it.
Rad bi malo pojasnil, zakaj pri tem gre.
Now, we speak about Holy Spirit.
Govorimo o Svetem Duhu.
Holy Spirit comes to us in three ways.
Sveti Duh prihaja k nam na tri načine.
Number one, comes as a fruit of the Spirit.
Najprej govorimo o tem, da prihaja kot kot sad duha.
Number two, it comes as gifts.
Drugič prihaja v obliki darov.
Number three, comes as charisms.
In tretjič prihaja v obliki karizem.
Now I just want to tell about the fruits.
Najprej bi govoril o sadovih.
Olden times we used to say that these are fruits as virtues.
Včasih smo govorili, da so ti sadovi duha vrline.
And now what is a virtue?
Kaj pa je vrlina?
Virtue is a character shining in the heart of Jesus.
Vrlina je pravzaprav značaj, ki si je na nek način, ki se sveti v Jezusovem srcu.
Romans chapter 8:29 says,
če preberemo Rimljanom 8:29,
from all eternity we are called to be like his son Jesus.
Lahko beremo naslednje, da smo od davnih vekov poklicani, da smo podobni njegovemu sinu Jezusu.
So that is a vocation of every Christian.
To je pravzaprav poklicanost vsakega kristjana.
To be like Jesus.
Da postanemo kot Jezus.
To be like Jesus means to have the character of Jesus.
Da pa postanemo kot Jezus pomeni, da moramo imeti Jezusov značaj.
And who gives this character in our heart?
Kdo pa da značaj Jezusa, Kristusa v naše srce?
Holy Spirit imprints this character.
Sveti Duh je tisti, ki v nas usadi Kristusov značaj.
And these are the fruits.
In to pa so sadovi Svetega Duha.
Galatians 5. Verse 22 and 23.
Galačanom 5. poglavje 22 in 23. vršica.
Galatians 5, 22, 23.
Galačanom 5, 22 in 23.
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control.
Sad duha pa je ljubezen, veselje, mir, potrpežljivost, blagost, dobrotljivost, zvestoba, krotkost, samo obvladanje.
If you take each of these, we can see these were the virtues shining in the life of Jesus.
Če pogledamo na vsakega od teh sadov, ki smo jih slišali, vidimo, da so to pravzaprav vrline, ki smo jih lahko videli v Jezusovem srcu in njegovem značaju.
For example, Jesus was love walking on earth.
Naprimer, Jezus je bil ljubezen, ki je hodila po zemlji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So a Christian should be so.
Zato bi moral biti tudi kristjan ljubezen, ki hodi po zemlji.
God, loving others.
Da ljubi Boga in ljubi druge.
You know, love is the mark by which a Christian is identified.
Poglejte, ljubezen je tisto znamenje, pravzaprav, ki dela kristjana to, kar je.
John chapter 13:35.
Janez 13. poglavje 35. vrstica.
Love one another as I have loved you.
Ljubite se med seboj, kakor sem vas jaz ljubil.
And by this let the world know that you are my disciples.
Potem bodo ljudje spoznali, da ste moji učenci, ako boste imeli ljubezen med seboj.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If only loving others, like Jesus loved, then only we are his disciples.
Torej, če ljubimo druge, tako kot je ljubil Jezus svoje učence, potem smo tudi mi Jezusovi učenci.
What was the love of Jesus?
Kakšna pa je Jezusova
ljubezen? Even shedding the love to top of his bed, his own life for others.
Takšna, da je dal svoje življenje za druge, svojo zadnjo kaplo krvi je prelil za druge.
And when we have that character, we can say we have the fruit love. Fruit of the spirit love.
Kadar imamo tak značaj, se pravi, kadar imamo tako ljubezen, takrat govorimo, da imamo ta sad Božje ljubezni v nas.
Not any kind of love.
Ne gre za kakršnokoli ljubezen.
We know there are various kinds of love.
Vemo, da poznamo različne vrste ljubezni.
For example, worldly love, philanthropic love, erotic love.
Ljubezen, svetna ljubezen, erotična ljubezen in tako naprej.
There are many various kinds of love in the world.
Torej, različne vrste ljubezni poznamo na svetu.
You know, one girl and boy committing sexual sin also will say, I love.
Veste, ko fant in dekle skupaj spita, ne, grešita, pravzaprav pravita, ja, ljubiva se.
And one who gives a gift to somebody else also will say, I love.
In če nekomu podarimo dar, pa tudi rečemo, ja, ker ga imamo radi, ga ljubimo.
But what is real love?
Ampak kakšna je pa resnična ljubezen?
Loving the other person because he or she is a child of God.
Ljubezen pomeni ljubiti drugega človeka. Zakaj? Zato, ker je ta drugi človek Božji otrok.
Because the other person is a living a temple of God.
Kajti ta človek, ta oseba je živi tempel Boga.
So in him and in her I see another Christ.
V njej oziroma v njem vidim jaz drugega Kristusa.
I love him, serve him, help him.
In zato ga imam rad, mu pomagam, mu služim.
And whatever I do to him or to her is done to Jesus.
In karkoli naredim tej osebi, je storjeno Jezusu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that love is coming from the Holy Spirit.
In taka ljubezen prihaja od Svetega Duha.
And Holy Spirit is giving love in
In Sveti Duh je tisti, ki daje ljubezen v naše srce.
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
Rimljanom 5:5.
And through the Holy Spirit, love is poured in your heart.
Po Božjem duhu je Božja ljubezen izlita v naša srca.
And what this love is?
Kaj pa je ta Božja ljubezen?
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Preberemo v prvem pismu Korinčanom 13. poglavje.
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
1 Korinčanom 13.
Verse 4 on verse.
Vrstite,
love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous, love is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude, it does not seek its own interest, it is not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Ljubezen je potrpežljiva. Dobrotljiva je ljubezen, ni nevoščljiva. Ljubezen se ne ponaša, se ne napihuje, ni brezobzirna, ne išče svojega, ne da se razdražiti, ne misli hudega. Ne veseli se krivice, veseli se pa resnice. Vse prenaša, vse veruje, vse upa, vse prestane.
Haleluja. If you have a Bible, take that passage. Instead of the word love, you put your name.
In če imate sveto pismo, odprite 1 Korinčanom 13 in namesto besedice ljubezen upišite svoje ime.
Then you can know whether you are growing in the fruit love.
In potem boste lahko spoznali, to je test, a ne, boste spoznali,
for example,
če res rastete v ljubezni.
I may read like this, James is patient, James is kind, James is not jealous, James is not pompous.
Recimo, da rečemo, Dani je potrpežljiv, Dani je dobrotljiv, Dani ni nevoščljiv, Dani se ne ponaša, Dani se ne napihuje.
So going home, do that exercise.
Ko boste šli domov, naredite to vajo.
Then you will see whether you are growing or not.
In ta vaja vam bo pokazala, če rastete v ljubezni ali ne.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, if I have love, I should be so.
Če imam ljubezen, potem mora ljubezen vse to pokazati.
Now, but we are not able to give that life. It's difficulty.
Ampak takšno življenje je težko živeti, a ne?
And so there is a spirit contrary to the real love Jesus puts in our heart.
Poglejte, zato nam daje Jezus svojega duha v naša srca.
So the Holy Spirit comes very clearly as the virtues into our hearts.
Zato pravimo, da Sveti Duh jasno vstopa v naša srca kot te vrline.
And the spirit which is contrary to us, contrary to God and us, comes with the opposite.
Na drugi strani pa v naše srce vdira tudi duh, ki je proti Božjemu duhu.
So there is a spirit of love.
Zato govorimo, da na eni strani je duh ljubezni.
There is a spirit of unlove.
Na drugi strani je pa duh neljubezni.
Or spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of hatred.
Oziroma duh sovraštva, duh neodpuščanja.
A spirit of separation, spirit of violence.
Duh ločevanja, duh nasilja.
That comes from the enemy.
To pa pride od sovražnika.
The enemy, Satan doesn't like that we grow in Holy Spirit.
Veste, hudiču, ni všeč, da mi rastemo v ljubezni in svetem duhu.
So he will be coming and putting the series of enmity.
Zato on vstopa v naša srca, vdira k nam, zato da bi v nas usadil semena zla.
In other words, try to take away the fruits we receive by the Holy Spirit.
Z drugimi besedami, ukradel bi nam rad te darove, ki jih sprejemamo od Svetega Duha.
This is what Jesus said about the devil coming back with the seven wicked ones.
In takrat, ko je Jezus govoril o tem hodiču, ki se vrne s sedmimi drugimi duhovi, ki so hujši od njega, je prav to mislil.
It's not enough to live a good life.
Torej, ni dovolj, da živimo dobro
življenje.
Vsak dan bi se morali truditi, da spodbujamo rast teh kvalitet v našem življenju. In kadar hudič pride in pogleda v naše srce, ga mora prestrašiti to, da v našem srcu te duhove, te darove vidi. In moral bi videti ljubezen, potrpežljivost in samo obvladanje v meni.
Peace in our heart.
Oziroma veselje in mir v mojem srcu.
Otherwise it will go and come with a seven more power.
Če tega ne bo videl, bo šel, pa bo sedem drugih duhov pripeljal in prišel k nam.
The condition can be worse.
In situacija bo še slabša.
So that's why we need a deep cleansing in our heart.
Zato najprej potrebujemo globoko očiščenje srca,
maybe by a good confession,
ki je storjeno z dobro spovedjo,
and also a deep inner healing.
In potem potrebujemo tudi globoko notranje ozdravljenje.
And then ask the Holy Spirit to give specifically these virtues.
In še posebej takrat prosimo Svetega Duha, naj v nas ugradi te vrline.
And not only when a priest is laying hands and praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Torej ne gre samo za to takrat, da to delamo takrat, ko sveti, ko duhovnik položi roke in prosi za Svetega Duha, za dar Svetega Duha.
Every day by prayer.
Vsak dan moramo mi to delati v svoji molitvi.
This growth is possible only for those who are personal prayer.
Veste, ta rast duha in sadu duha v nas je možna samo, če osebno molimo.
I share my experience.
Povedal vam bom svoje izkušnje.
When I pray alone.
Kadar sam molim.
I take these fruits.
Takrat si vzamem, na primer, te sadove.
Especially the fruits that are less in me.
Še posebej sem pozoren na tiste duhove, tiste darove, ki niso tako prisotni v meni.
For example, love.
Na primer, ljubezen.
In the past, some 33 years before.
Recimo, pred kakšnimi 33 leti.
I lived for myself. I was very selfish.
Sem bil zelo sebičen, živel sem samo zase.
I was not ready to give my life to others.
Nisem bil pripravljen podariti svojega življenja drugim.
Even when I was studying for priesthood,
če tudi sem študiral za duhovnika,
all I was looking at was a comfortable, secure priesthood.
Gledal sem samo na neko komfortno, udobno duhovništvo.
A good food, good room, seveda, good situation.
Dobra soba, dobra situacija.
A good car, TV.
Dobra avto, televizija. Ne?
At the same time, living a good life.
In ob tem, ko imaš vse to, živiš dobro življenje.
And not a scandalous life.
Torej, ni neko revno življenje.
But a comfortable life, secure life.
Ampak je zelo udobno in bi se reklo zagotovljeno življenje.
With that intention, I took degree on philosophy and theology.
Seveda, ker sem imel vse to v mislih in načrtu, sem potem študiral še dodatno filozofijo.
And I thought my bishop, my superiors would appoint me somewhere as a professor.
In pričakoval sem, da bodo sedaj moji predpostavljeni in pa tudi škofje, da me bodo imenovali za profesorja.
To be a professor means a very dignified job.
A veste, profesorska služba je neka posebna, vzvišena služba.
A professor will have a good room, good comfort and good food.
Podarjeno ti je, bi se reklo, dobra soba, dober komfort,
dobra hrana. Salary and the weekend, the holidays, a good car.
Imaš proste sobote, nedelje, vikende, počitnice, dober avto.
All was in my mind when I was studying.
Vse to sem jaz imel v mislih, ko sem študiral.
And after I became priest, I was put in a mission state.
In ko sem bil posvečen v duhovnika, sem bil poslan na nek misijon.
A very insecure situation.
Na misijon, kjer ni bilo nič takega, zelo negotovo.
I was given a small stinking room.
Dali so mi eno majhno smrdljivo sobo.
With a full of cockroaches and spiders and the mouse.
Polno je bilo tam nekih žuželk in ne vem kaj, miši celo, ne?
And at night when I went to bed, I saw two snakes hanging down.
In ko sem šel spat, sem videl na stropu dve kači, ki sta viseli dol.
I felt so insecure.
Tako sem se prestrašil.
So from that time I was praying to God.
In takrat sem začel moliti.
Lord, make me a professor somewhere.
Gospod, daj, da bi jaz postal profesor.
Inspire my superiors to appoint me somewhere as a professor.
Navdihni moje predpostavljene in škofe, da me bodo imenovali za profesorja.
I cannot express myself to this insecurity.
Se vidiš, da v takih okoličinah pa ja, jaz ne morem živeti.
The Lord heard my prayer.
In Gospod je slišal mojo molitev.
My will was done.
In moja volja se je zgodila.
And I was happy.
Bil sem srečen.
I became a professor.
Postal sem profesor.
Hallelujah. But it was not really God's will.
Ampak to ni bila Božja volja.
Only a few months I enjoyed that life.
Samo nekaj mesecev sem užival to življenje.
Yeah, good food, good room, TV.
Ja, dobra hrana, dobra soba.
At that time I used to say, I can sleep only on my pillow.
In takrat sem si mislil, ja, jaz samo na svojem poštru lahko dobro spim.
I used to go home, I used to tell mama, I can't sleep here, only on my pillow I can't sleep comfortably.
Ko sem šel domov k mami na obisk, sem rekel, veš kaj mama, ne morem jaz tle spati, jaz lahko samo na svojem udobnem poštru lepo spim.
I can sleep only in my room.
Samo v svoji sobi lahko spim.
And such a selfish man I was.
Tako sem bil sebičen.
And you know when the Holy Spirit came.
Veste pa, ko je prišel Sveti Duh.
He made me a vagabond.
Takrat me je pa naredil vagabonda.
Now, no, my pillow, my room or my TV.
Zdaj pa nimam več svojega poštra, svoje sobe, svoje televizije.
You know, every week, practically I'm in a new country.
Poglejte, vsak teden sem skoraj v drugi državi.
You know, 5 days before I was here in your country.
A veste, pred 5 dnevi sem bil v Ljubljani.
Then went to Paris, France.
Potem vmes sem bil zdaj v Franciji.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was in France.
Ponedeljek, torek, sreda sem imel seminar v Franciji.
And traveled 8 hours and came to Munich.
In potem po 8 urah vožnje sem prišel nazaj v München.
Yesterday from Munich to here.
Včeraj pa sem iz Münchna prišel v Slovenijo.
Now in a Salesian bed.
In sedaj sem v salezijanski postelji.
There I was, on a bed in a small hotel.
V Parizu pa sem bil v enem majhnem hotelu.
So in every day I'm in security.
Vsak dan ta negotovost.
This was God's will.
Ampak to je bila zame Božja volja.
And you know, I give my life completely to others.
In poglejte, na ta način razdajam svoje življenje za druge.
I no rest, no holidays.
Nimam nekega počitka, nekih dopusta,
počitnic. No weekend.
Nimam vikendov prostih.
I had 3 days only when I lost my throat.
Imel sem nekaj dni prostih, ko sem zgubil glas pred nekaj tedni.
I know many of you prayed for me.
Vem, da ste mnogi zame molili.
So I express my gratitude to you for
your prayer. Zato se vam zahvaljujem za vaše molitve.
I'm sure it is because of your prayer my throat is okay now.
In verjamem, da je tudi zaradi vaših molitev sedaj moj glas v redu.
You know, I was in Africa, in South Africa in the month of February.
Veste, februarja sem bil v Južni Afriki.
One month I was preaching.
In mesec sem imel seminarja.
It was a very hectic work from morning to evening, so many people coming and praying.
Zelo naporno je bilo od jutra do večera, so ljudje prihajali, molil sem in govoril.
You know, Africa is a country with much problems.
Veste, Afrika je država z mnogimi problemi.
Many people involved in spiritism.
Mnogi ljudje so v spiritizmu, v voduju.
Various kinds of physical illness, especially AIDS.
Mnogo je telesnih bolezni, še posebej pa AIDS.
Practically we got only 2 or 3 hours to sleep at night.
Samo 2 do 3 ure na dan smo spali.
And we were tired.
Bili smo utrujeni.
I came back with pneumonia.
In nazaj sem se vrnil s pljučnico.
And I took antibiotics.
Vzel sem seveda antibiotike.
But before completing the medicine,
ampak preden sem končal jemanje antibiotikov,
I had to go to India.
Sem moral v Indijo.
Because one of our priests, young priest, broke the spine in an accident.
Kajti eden od mladih duhovnikov mojih prijateljev si je zlomil kolko oziroma hrtenico.
He became a priest on the 1st of January.
Letos januarja je bil posvečen v duhovnika.
On the 16th he was going for the ordination of another priest and had the accident.
16. januarja pa je šel na posvečenje drugega duhovnika in je imel prometno nesrečo.
So broke the spine, got paralyzed.
Tako si je zlomil hrtenico in je bil paraliziran.
For such case in India there is no treatment or rehabilitation process.
Veste, za take probleme, za take poškodbe v Indiji nimamo rehabilitacije. Ali pa ozdravljenja.
So the Holy Spirit gave me an inspiration to take him to Europe for treatment.
Zato me je Sveti Duh navdahnil, da sem šel in tega moža, tega duhovnika pripeljal v Evropo na zdravljenje.
I knew very well, an Indian cannot afford to meet the expense.
Seveda, nikakor pa si Indijec ne more privoščiti teh stroškov.
I relied that some people would come forward to help me.
In tako sem pravzaprav prosil nekaj ljudi, da mi pomagali pri tej stvari.
So I went to India to take him.
In tako sem šel v Indijo in tega duhovnika
I brought him to Spain.
V Španijo.
Now he is in Austria.
Sedaj pa je v Avstriji.
And when I came back from India, I got pneumonia again.
In ko sem se jaz potem vrnil drugič, se pravi v Nemčijo, in sem ponovno zbil pljučnico.
And still I was going around preaching.
In še vedno nisem nehal pridigati in govoriti.
And slowly I had pain in my throat.
Počasi se je pa začela bolečina večati v grlu.
And it came to a stage I couldn't speak.
In prišlo je do stanja, ko nisem mogel več govoriti.
And many doctors tested my throat.
Mnogi zdravniki so me pregledovali
and asked me to take throat rest.
In so mi rekli, da moram imeti počitek.
And that was the reason I cancelled a few retreats.
Zato sem tudi v Sloveniji nekaj seminarjev odpovedal v juniju.
And then a good doctor found some polyp in my throat.
In potem je en zdravnik odkril en polip v mojem grlu, ga operiral.
Now I'm okay.
In zdaj sem pa dobro.
Hallelujah. I explain my situation to you because you are a people who love me and care me, pray for me.
Zato sem vam to situacijo razložil, ker vem, da me imate radi, da molite za me in da da smo povezani.
And some of you even helped me for that priest.
In nekateri ste mi celo finančno pomagali za tega duhovnika.
I thank you even Father Kushir sent help to me.
Tudi gospod Kushir je nekaj poslal in se zahvaljujem.
So please pray for him. His name is Father Thomas.
Zato
Thomas?
Thomas.
To je Thomas. Pravi ta duhovnik, molite za Tomaža, Tomasa.
A few days before he had an operation.
Pred nekaj dnevi je bil na operaciji.
On the back there was a big wound.
Tam seveda na njegovi hrbtenici, na hrbtu je imel veliko rano.
In Spain they could not operate that.
V Španiji celo niso mogli tega operirati.
So he was brought to Austria.
Zato so ga pripeljali v Avstrijo.
Now after the operation he is recovering the wound.
In očitno se sedaj po operaciji dobro počuti, se pravi okreva.
Perhaps he had to be in the rehabilitation center for many more months.
Verjetno bo nekaj mesecev še trajalo, da bo šla to okrevanje napredovalo.
You know, young priest.
Veste kaj, mlad duhovnik.
Only 15 days a priest and the accident.
14 dni je svoje duhovništvo živel in že imel nesrečo.
So pray for him.
Zato molite za
him.
Podprite ga svoje ljubezni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what I'm telling is something else.
Želim pa povedati nekaj drugega.
About my life.
Svoje življenje.
I was selfish.
Pripovedoval.
I didn't know myself.
Kako nisem se bil pripravljen sebi
odpovedati.
Ko pa je prišel Sveti Duh,
he asked me to give my life for others.
Pa me je prosil oziroma mi je narekoval, naj dam svoje življenje za druge.
And he told me very clearly, go out and preach.
In jasno mi je bilo rečeno, pojdi ven iz Indije in pridigaj.
You know, those times I could never imagine going around like this from country to country, place to place.
Veste, takrat si nisem predstavljal, da bom jaz takole hodil okrog od dežele do dežele, od kraja do kraja.
Different cultures, different food.
Da bom imel različne kulture pred seboj,
različno hrano. Those times, before that I used to say, if I eat that food, this food, I get stomach problem.
A veste, takrat sem si mislil, ja, če bom pa drugo hrano užival, razen te, za katero sem navajen, bom imel pa probleme z želodcem.
But now, no problem, I eat the Slovenian food, Croatian food. Or German food, no problem.
Zdaj pa nima nobenega problema. Slovensko, hrvaško, nemško hrano, vse mi je v redu.
Now everything is good.
Vse je dobro.
Yeah, because when the Holy Spirit helped me to give my life to others.
Kaj, poglejte, Sveti Duh mi je pomagal, takrat pa sem jaz dal svoje življenje za druge.
So this is love.
To je ljubezen.
Living for others.
Da živimo za druge.
Not expecting something from others.
In da ne pričakujemo povračila.
So that's we have to grow in each of these fruits.
Torej, rastimo, podovolimo, da ti sadovi rastejo v nas.
And I'm not saying I am perfect in my love.
Ne govorim, da sem jaz popoln, da je moja ljubezen popolna.
Sometimes anger comes. Anger.
Včasih prihaja tudi do jeze.
Sometimes I get displeased at the comments of others.
Včasih nekaj pač
somebody make a bad remark.
Včasih mi nekdo razjezi s kakšno zadevo, s kakšno pripombo.
I feel anger naturally.
Tudi jaz se normalno
zrazim. Every day in the evening.
Ampak zvečer pa jaz to vse pregledam.
When I go to bed.
Ko grem v posteljo.
I examine my conscience.
Takrat veliko izprašam svojo vest.
Sometimes are people saying wounding words and hurting my heart.
In včasih seveda, ko so ljudje kaj zlobnega pripomnili ali prizadeli moje srce.
Then I ask myself, do I have any negative feelings towards them?
In potem se zvečer vprašam, Gospod, a jaz v sebi gojim kakšna negativna čustva do teh ljudi, ki smo
prizadeli? And if I feel, I say, Lord, forgive me.
Če zaznam v sebi ta negativna čustva, potem prosim,
then
Gospod,
in my heart, then in my heart, I try to laugh.
In potem v srcu poskušam ljubiti te ljudi.
And then pray.
In molim za njih.
Then if possible later on try to meet him.
In kasneje, če je le mogoče, se ponovno srečam s tem človekom.
Just a concrete example.
Naprimer.
Some time back.
Recimo, pred nekaj časa.
Retreat was fixed in a place.
Nekje smo se dogovorili za seminar.
Then the organizer told me the bishop doesn't allow.
Potem mi je seveda tisti organizator rekel, da škof ne dovoli seminarja.
The bishop said, I am what you call conducting healing, sir. He wants retreat without healing service.
Škofa je očitno motilo to, da jaz recimo molim za ozdravljenje. Hotel je seminar brez molitve za ozdravljenje.
So the organizer told me, Father, can you preach a charismatic retreat without healing prayer?
In seveda me je ta organizator vprašal, oče James, a lahko vi vodite seminar, karizmatični seminar, brez molitve za ozdravljenje?
Then I said, if it is a charismatic seminar, there will be healing.
Jaz sem pa rekel, veš kaj, če je karizmatični seminar, potem bo gotovo ozdravljenje.
Otherwise I cannot come for a charismatic seminar.
Drugače to ne bo karizmatični seminar.
I don't give other kinds of seminar, only charismatic.
Jaz nimam drugih seminarjev, samo karizmatične seminarje.
In that case you can cancel the program.
Če to ne gre, potem lahko odpoveste program.
So you go and tell the bishop.
Pojdi k škofu in mu pove.
But the bishop didn't allow.
Ampak škofu to ni bilo všeč.
When I heard, naturally I felt negative towards the bishop.
In seveda, ker sem slišal, da škofu to ni bilo všeč, seveda sem se razjezil na škofa.
After all, I pray for people. have people to get healing.
In seveda, ko sem molil za ljudi, ki so potrebovali ozdravljenje.
Why the bishop has problem?
Zakaj je to za škofa problem, če ga molim za ljudi?
So I was feeling that in my heart.
V srcu sem čutil to jezo, to negativizem.
And that evening when I went to pray.
In ta večer sem molil.
I examined my conscience.
Izprašal sem si vest.
My God, I am having negative feeling towards the bishop.
Moj Bog, negativno čustvo imam do tega škofa.
I am a sinner.
Jaz sem grešnik.
And so I start, Lord, forgive me.
In zato sem začel prositi in moliti Gospod,
and I decided to make that confession, that sin in a confession.
In zato sem se odločil, da bom šel k spovedi in bom pri spovedi povedal ta svoj greh.
Then I said, Lord, perhaps the bishop has his own reason, I don't know.
Potem sem si rekel, Gospod, poglej, mogoče ima pa škof razlog za to.
He is more responsible for the church than me.
Saj on je odgovoren za cerkev, bolj kot jaz.
I don't know what is his reason.
Ne vem, zakaj on tako misli.
Lord, I am sorry.
Gospod, odpusti mi.
Bless him, Lord.
Blagoslovi ga.
Bless his diocese, Lord.
Blagoslovi njegovo škofijo.
About half hour I prayed for him and his diocese.
Približno pol ure sem molil za škofa in njegovo škofijo.
Then the Holy Spirit told me to call him one of the days and speak with him.
In potem mi je Sveti Duh naročil, da nekoga pokličem in z njim odgovorim.
So the following day I called him on the telephone.
Naslednji dan sem poklical gospoda škofa in z njim govoril po telefonu.
And we had a very good hearty talk.
In po telefonu sva se srčno pogovarjala.
He was not against me.
Ni bil proti meni.
He was not against my preaching.
Niti proti mojem pridiganju.
But he had some experience of a healing service somewhere.
Ampak on je pač neko izkustvo imel takšnega veliko seminarja za ozdravljenje.
So when we talked to each other, the block was gone.
In ko sva se pogovorila, je bila ovira odstranjena.
And he said, Father, please come and do the retreat.
In je rekel, oče James, pridite, imejte seminar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So why I am saying this?
Zakaj vam to pripovedujem?
Every day we have to examine our conscience.
Vsak večer morate izprašati svojo vest.
See Ephesians chapter 4.
Poglejte Efežanom, četrto poglavje.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
Efežanom, četrto poglavje, 26. vrstica.
Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun set on your anger. And do not leave room for the devil. 27.
Jezite se, a nikar ne grešite. Sonce naj ne zaide nad vašo jezo in ne dajajte prostora hudiču.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, we are human. We have feelings,
torej,
emotions.
Smo človeški, a ne? Imamo čustva in občutke.
We may feel negative towards people.
Imamo lahko negativne občutke do raznih ljudi.
But do not sin.
Ampak ne smemo pa v tem grešiti.
Sin is the breaking of the commandment of God.
Kajti, če grešimo, prekršimo, prelomimo Božjo zapoved.
For example, I am wishing bad for another person.
Naprimer, če želim, da se neki drugi osebi nekaj slabega zgodi,
speaking bad about another person, doing something against him.
Ali pa da govorim slabo o neki osebi, delam nekaj proti njemu.
Lauren, I was thinking negative about the bishop. It was sin.
Poglejte, ko sem jaz razmišljal slabo o škofu, sem že grešil.
It was sin in thought.
Bil je, to je bil greh misli.
The Lord says, don't sin.
Zato Gospod pravi, ne grešite.
And if you sin, the devil will take chance.
Kajti, če boste grešili, dajete prostora hudiču.
Before the sunset, before the evening, remove that evil.
Zato pravi, ne, naj sonce ne zaide nad vašo jezo, torej zvečer odstranite to zlo iz sebe.
This we have to do with regard not only the fruit love, with regard to any of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Poglejte, to moramo delati in storiti ne samo zaradi te ljubezni, zaradi sadu ljubezni, ampak zaradi vseh ostalih sadov Svetega Duha.
For example, the second fruit, joy.
Naprimer, drugi sad je veselje.
It's one of the greatest fruit.
To je eno največjih sadov.
St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice in the Lord.
Sveti Pavel pravi, veselite se vedno v Gospodu, zopet vam pravim, veselite se.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
Filipijanom 4, 4.
The reason of the Christian joy is not the blessing we received.
Razlog za kristjanovo veselje ni v blagoslovu, ki ga kristjan prejema,
but Lord himself.
Ampak je razlog sam Gospod.
Why I rejoice?
Zakaj se veselim?
Because I am saved by the Lord.
Ker me je Gospod odrešil.
The Lord is with me.
Kajti, Gospod je
z mnoj. Sins.
On mi odpusti moje
grehe. He comes to me every day in sacraments.
Vsak dan ga prejemam v zakramentu.
And there are many, many reasons to rejoice in the Lord.
Veliko je razlogov, da se veselimo v Gospodu.
So every day we have to ask ourselves, do we have this joy?
Zato se vsak dan znova vprašamo, ali imamo v sebi to veselje.
Perhaps I have physical illness, pains.
Mogoče imam bolezen, bolečine.
Perhaps I lost my security and comfort by losing the job.
Mogoče sem izgubil službo, mogoče sem izgubil s tem neko varnost, v življenjsko, socialno varnost.
All this happened in my life, but I have not lost Jesus in my life.
Vse to se mi res lahko dogaja, ampak ne zgodi se mi pa, da jaz izgubim Jezusa.
So I see that Jesus in me, so I rejoice in Jesus.
Ko torej vidim Jezusa v sebi, se v sebi veselim v Jezusu.
And if I don't have this joy, the devil will take chance.
Če nimam v sebi tega sadu, tega veselja, potem ima Satan možnost, da gre na mesto njega.
For example, I got a pain in my stomach, a pain in the head.
Naprimer, boli me v trebuhu, boli me v glavi.
And I say, I lost all my joy.
In jaz rečem, joj, nisem vesel.
And then the devil will take chance to make you depressed.
In takrat se hudič recimo poigra s teboj in ti da še depresijo.
And this is what happens today in the world.
Danes se to v svetu dogaja.
And according to statistics, 80% of Europeans take medicine for depression.
Poglejte, statistika pravi, da 80% Evropejcev jemlje zdravila zoper depresijo.
And there are not even a single one perhaps not taken medicine for depression.
Where in India?
I mean in Europe.
Uh-huh.
I said about Europe.
Yeah.
80% of people taking
Yes, the medicine. Torej 80% Evropejcev jemlje zdravila zoper depresijo.
Perhaps at this, maybe before teenage, maybe after teenage, maybe after marriage.
To se zgodi že recimo v mladostni dobi, celo pred najstniško dobo ali pa v zakonu.
We know, depression comes from sadness.
Poglejte, depresija je posledica žalosti.
And it is contrary to the spirit joy.
In to je proti temu sadu duha, o katerem govorimo, o veselju.
Why in Europe so many people have this depression?
Zakaj je v Evropi toliko te depresije?
Europe lost faith in God.
Zato, ker je Evropa izgubila vero v Boga.
Europe is no more the old Europe.
To ni več tista stara Evropa.
Yeah, when the concept of God, faith in God is God,
takrat, kadar vera v Boga in
seveda
izgine, takrat ni moči Svetega Duha.
No fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Takrat ni sadu Svetega Duha.
So no peace, no joy.
Torej, ni miru, ni veselja.
For example, I met a man yesterday here.
Naprimer, včeraj sem srečal enega moža.
Recently he was in the United States for some time.
Pred kratkim je bil nekje v Ameriki.
He had been to many other countries also.
Veliko je potoval po svetu.
He said, when I went to America, I lost all my peace.
Je rekel, ko sem šel v Ameriko, sem zgubil ves mir.
Because everybody in insecurity, everybody in tension. They don't know what is going to happen next moment.
Povsod je ta pritisk, povsod je ta napetost in tako naprej. Nihče ne ve, kaj se bo naslednji trenutek zgodilo.
Anytime expecting the attack of a terrorist.
V tem trenutku pričakujejo nek napad teroristov.
So he said, I somehow wanted to come away from that country. I didn't want to remain. I had no peace.
Seveda, in nekdo mu je rekel, potem pa pojdi iz te dežele, saj vendarle tam nimaš miru.
So situation also sometimes may bring what you call something contrary to peace and joy.
Poglejte, situacija sama, v kateri se nahajamo, okoliščine, lahko prinesejo ta nemir v nas, ki je nasproten veselju in miru.
So we need good situations to grow in the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Zato potrebujemo tudi dobre okoliščine, v katerem rastemo v tem sadu Svetega Duha.
In Europe our situation is this, the majority lost faith in God.
Kakšne so okoliščine v Evropi? Večina je izgubila vero v Boga.
And a good number of people going to other gods, other spirits.
In mnogi ljudje pač se predajajo drugim duhovom, drugim bogovom.
As a result, we are losing the spirit of love, spirit of joy, spirit of peace.
Rezultat, izgubljamo dar duha, se pravi sad duha, sad veselje, mir in tako naprej.
So
izgubizem.
Spirit of unlove, spirit of depression, or spirit of confusion comes.
Namesto tega prihaja duh neljubezni, duh zmedenosti, duh nemira in tako naprej.
So every day we have to examine our conscience.
Zato se moramo vsak dan znova izprašati svojo vest.
And then open our heart to the Holy Spirit.
In odpreti svoje srce Svetemu Duhu.
And see which virtue, which fruit is left in you.
In pogledati, katerega sadu nam pa manjka.
And then cast out the evil spirit that is in you.
In potem se odločimo, da se odpovemo in izženemo iz sebe duha, ki je nasproten
Jezusu. For example, the spirit of depression or spirit of unlove. Depart from me.
Naprimer, rečemo, duh depresije, duh neljubezni, odstrani se od mene.
Then ask the Holy Spirit to come.
In prosi, in potem prosi naj Sveti Duh pride na
tisto mesto. Not just simply saying, Holy Spirit, come. Spirit of love, come to me. Spirit of patience, come to me. Spirit of joy, come to me.
Ne le, da rečemo, ja, pridi Sveti Duh. Ne, bodi konkreten, da reči, Duh ljubezni pridi k meni. Duh veselja pridi k meni. Duh miru pridi vame.
Then you will see change happening.
Potem vidimo, kako se dogajajo spremembe.
I'm speaking so that you may grow more in the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
To govorim zato, da boste lahko razmišljali o tem, kako rasti, kako boste dovolili tem sadovom Svetega Duha, da vas raste.
I know many of you are already in my retreat in the past.
Mnogi ste bili že na mojem seminarju v preteklosti.
Several times some of you attended my program.
Večkrat ste bili že na seminarju.
So now we have to grow.
Sedaj je potrebna rast.
Not just waiting for healing service.
Ne da čakamo samo na molitev za ozdravljenje.
Just look into our heart and see whether we are growing in the Holy Spirit.
Ampak da se zazremo v svoje srca in se vprašamo, ali res rastemo v
Svetem Duhu. First thing we ask is, are we growing in virtue?
Prva stvar, ali rastejo v meni te vrline?
Am I more a loving person?
Sem jaz zaradi tega bolj ljubeča oseba?
Do I have more joy and peace in my life?
Ali imam več ljubezni oziroma več veselja in
miru
v sebi?
Am I more humble?
Sem bolj ponižen?
Am I more patient?
Sem bolj potrpežljiv?
Am I more self-control?
Imam v sebi več samovladanja?
These are the things we have to examine.
Veste, o tem se moramo spraševati.
And if not, work out it in prayer.
In če tega ne vidimo v sebi, v molitvi prosimo, da se bo to zgodilo.
During the personal prayer and during the communion, after the communion when you pray.
Seveda pri osebni molitvi in potem pri maši, pri obhajilu, po obhajilu, ko molite.
And we can change.
In lahko se spremenimo.
And we can become different.
Lahko postanemo drugačni.
You know the story of Moses in the Old Testament.
Se se spominjate zgodbe o Mojzesu v Stari zavezi.
He was a very short tempered man.
Bil je zelo, zelo temperamenten,
very
zelo agresiven človek.
We know he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh.
Vemo, da je živel v faraonovi palači.
When he was 40 years old, he went out to see the Israelites.
Ko je bil star 40 let, je šel in opazoval Izraelce.
And they were working as slaves.
Izraelci so tedaj delali kot sužnji.
And he saw some of the captains beating the slaves.
In videl je, kako neki paznik pretepa sužnje Izraelce.
He became aggressive and killed that captain.
Jezen je bil in je ubil tega paznika.
And as I say in my words, with one kick he killed him and buried in the sand.
Poglejte, kot pravi, z enim udarcem ga je ubil in ga je zakopal v pesek.
And such a short-tempered, haughty man was Moses.
Takšen temperament, takšen človek je znorit je bil Mojzes.
As a result, he had to go to the desert for 40 years.
In rezultat, moral je pobegniti v puščavo in je bival tam 40 let.
You know, according to Bible, 40 has a meaning.
Veste, besedica 40 v Svetem pismu ima poseben pomen.
That means long time.
To pomeni dolgo časa.
You know, 40 years he was in the desert, he was praying and fasting.
Veste, če je bil tam 40 let, je tam 40 let molil in se postil.
That's one way of saying in the Bible, go to the desert. That means pray and fast.
Torej, na ta način Sveto pismo pravi, pojdi v puščavo, ali z drugimi besedami, pojdi, moli in se posti.
And we know, at the end, God appeared to him.
In vemo, kako se je potem na koncu Mojzesu Bog prikazal.
The story of the burning bush.
Pominjamo se zgodbe o gorečem grmu,
and it changed Moses.
In to je spremenilo Mojzesa.
Moses comes back to Israelites as leader.
In Mojzes se vrača v Egipt k svojim Izraelcem kot voditelj.
And leading the people from Egypt to the Holy Land.
In izpelje svoje ljudstvo iz Egipta v sveto deželo.
And if you read the book of Exodus, we can see a meek and humble servant of God in Moses.
Če vidite, če berete drugo Mojzesovo knjigo, boste videli, kako je postal Mojzes umirjen in ponižen Božji služabnik.
When there is no food, even his own people were telling, why you brought us to this desert to kill us?
In pogledajte, ko je zmanjkalo hrane, so njegovi Izraelci napadli Mojzesa in ga obtoževali, zakaj si nas pripeljal v puščavo, kjer nimamo hrane, a si nas hote ubiti?
But we see a patient and meek Moses.
Ampak vidimo to potrpežljivost in to nežnost in blagost
and
Mojzesa.
And when they committed sin of making idols.
In ko so Izraelci grešili, ko so naredili idole.
He goes to God.
Takrat gre Mojzes k Bogu.
And says, God, take away my life.
In pravi Bog, daj vzami mene.
But save these people.
Ampak odreši ti ljudi.
Even if you write out my name from the book of life,
če tudi boš izbrisal moje ime iz knjige življenja,
please,
ampak prosim te, ohrani
a man full of love.
Kakšna ljubezen v Mojzesu. Kakšno potrpežljivost. Kakšna nežnost.
Yeah, he changed himself.
Da, Mojzes se je
spremenil. So we read in the book of Numbers chapter 11:6.
Zato potem v četrti Mojzesovi knjigi beremo.
Moses was the meekest of all in the world.
Kako je bil Mojzes najponižnejši od vseh na svetu.
Haleluja.
Haleluja.
The hot-tempered man who killed a captain with a kick with his anger.
Poglejte, kako se je ta jeznoriti mož, ki je z enim udarcem ubil paznika v svoji jezi.
With his prayer, with his fasting, with his God experience.
Po molitvi, po svojem iskustvu, srečanju z Bogom.
Became a different person.
Spremenil in postal drugačna osebnost.
That's a real conversion.
To je pravo spreobrnenje.
So, stopping alcohol, stopping cigarette is a conversion, but not enough.
Zato, če prenehamo kaditi, če prenehamo piti, je sprememba, je spreobrnenje, vendar ni dovolj.
But we need to grow in the spirit. That is real conversion, transformation.
Ampak pravo spreobrnenje, prava bi se reklo obnova je v tem, da mi molimo in rastemo v Svetem Duhu.
And this is what the Holy Spirit does every day.
In to je delo Svetega Duha in vsak dan to počne v našem življenju.
Let's make decision.
Naredimo odločitev, da bomo vsak dan
molili,
da bomo odprli svoje srce Svetemu Duhu za rast,
growing in the fruits of the Spirit.
Da bo v nas rastel sad Duha.
Aleluja.
Zaprimo svoje oči. Položimo roke na svoje srce. Razmišljajmo, premišljujmo o tem, kaj smo slišali.
Our level was to be holy people.
Mogoče si vsi prizadevamo, da bi bili sveti ljudje.
But we see the spirit of unholiness working.
Ampak vidimo, kako duh nesvetosti nagaja.
Surely, there is the spirit of the enemy, the Satan.
Seveda, obstaja duh sovražnika Satana.
We have to fight.
Zato se moramo boriti.
First thing is to fill ourselves with the spirit of
Najprej je, da se napolnimo z duhom in z močjo.
Specifically, spirit of love, spirit of joy, spirit of peace, etc.
Da se napolnimo z duhom ljubezni, z duhom veselja, z duhom miru in podobno.
Daily we have to do that.
Vsak dan moramo za to poskrbeti znova in znova.
So that we may be like Jesus.
Da smo podobni, da postajamo podobni Jezusu.
Patient like Jesus.
Da postajamo potrpežljivi
Me
kot Jezus.
Like Jesus.
Blagi kot Jezus.
Loving like Jesus.
Ljubeči kot Jezus.
Compassionate like Jesus.
Sočutni kot Jezus.
Joyful like Jesus.
Veseli kot Jezus.
Lord, thank you for the teaching you have given.
Gospod, hvala ti za nauk, ki nam ga daješ.
Help each one of us to grow in Christ and to be authentic Christians.
Pomagaj vsakomor izmed nas, da bomo rasli v tej svoji veri, da postajamo pravi kristjani.
Lord, I pray for all those who are now praying.
Gospod, prosim te, molim za vse te, ki sedaj molijo.
Fill their hearts with grace.
Napolni njihova srca svojo milost.
Holy Spirit, come with all the fruits.
Pridi Sveti Duh s sadovi.
Make them authentic Catholic Christians.
Daj, da postanejo res pravi katoliški kristjani.
I pray the spirit of evil depart from their hearts.
Gospod, prosim, da duh zlega odide iz njihovih src.
Spirit of unlove, spirit of hatred, violence depart from their hearts.
Da duh neljubezni, duh sovraštva in duh nasilja izgine iz njihovih src.
Spirit of depression, sadness, impatience depart from
them. Da duh depresije, žalosti, nepotrpežljivosti izgine iz njihovih src.
Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, come into them.
Pridi Duh Božji, pridi Sveti Duh.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Pridi Sveti Duh.
Pridi Sveti Duh. Pridi Sveti Duh. Pridi Sveti Duh. Pridi Sveti Duh. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Shalala Mariyalla Laha Yuram Lala Yuram Mallala Yara Laha Yuram Mallala Yuram Uriyam Mallala Laha Yuram Shalala Mariyuram Lala Yuram We'll stand up and say the Angelus and go.
Ostanili bomo in ostali bomo in zmolili angelo vočeščanja.
In the afternoon talk onwards, I'll be serious about the subjects.
Popodne se bomo spet zbrali in bomo resno naprej razmišljali.
I'll try not to repeat what I have said in the last programs.
Poskušal bom, da se ne bom preveč ponavljal, kar ste že slišali.
I'll be leading this seminar as a growing in the spirit seminar.
Ta seminar bo pravzaprav seminar, ki nas bo spodbujal k duhovni rasti.
And I'll be stressing more on inner healing, cursing of the breaking of the curse.
Pravzaprav bom več govoril o notranjem ozdravljenju, o tem, kako prelomiti prekletstvo.
And also more emphasis on family life.
In še posebej bom govoril o družinskem življenju.
You know, that is a desire of the Holy Father the Pope.
Poglejte, to je namreč želja svetega očeta.
To speak more to Europeans on family life.
Da Evropejci in Evropejcem več govorimo o družini.
We know the families are broken.
Vemo, kako so družine prizadete.
And the children are wounded.
Kako so otroci ranjeni.
So what we need is that people live as good families.
Potrebujemo torej ljudi, ki bodo živeli dobro življenjsko, družinsko življenje.
So this will be the subject I'll be speaking the evening and the coming 2 days.
In o tem govoril tudi popoldne, kasneje in pa jutri in pojutrišnjem.
And in the break time shall be available for those who are seriously ill.
V tistem, se pravi v pauzi, se pravi v odmoru, pa bom na razpolago za molitev za tiste, ki so resno bolni.
Not for anyone, because I'll be praying for all at that time, maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow.
Ne za vsakogar prosim, ker bom jutri molil ali pojutrišnjem za vse s polaganjem rok.
Maybe just for a blessing, please don't come there.
Če prihajate samo po blagoslov, ne pridite sedaj v mestnim odmorom. Ampak kasneje, ne.
Also, if you have somebody else for whom you want me to pray for, by the picture and so on, don't come to me there.
Če imate sliko nekoga, za katero koga želite moliti, nikar ne pridite za isto sliko in prosim, v tem času ne bom za to molil.
You can give that cover to me, or you can put it here. I will be opening each cover, each prayer and praying for that.
Lahko date, se pravi, posebno kuverto in mi izročite, ali pa recimo lahko položite v to košaro, v eno izmed teh košar in jaz bom za te molitve posebej molil.
And after the healing prayer, I am praying for all your intention, for your children, grandchildren, all your family problems.
Ko bomo molili za molitev za ozdravljenje, seveda bom molil seveda za vse vaše probleme, za vaše otroke in tako naprej, in za vse, kar imate v svojih mislih.
So during this break time, those who are cancer or MS or serious illness, come for a touch and pray.
Za tiste, ki ste resno bolni, imate raka ali sklerozo multiplex ali podobno, pa velja, da je sedaj v odmoru možnost, da pridete in bom molil za vas.